Now, from our KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly passed an ordinance that would accept an appropriate funding in the amount of $153,940 for the Healthy and Equitable Communities Program. That's a federal pass-through program under the CDC. The state DHSS provided funding to municipalities to help improve efforts and increase access to COVID-19 testing, to build capacity to increase access to vaccinations, and to address recovery activities. And according to corresponding memo documents, the ordinance requests approval and appropriation for the funding, of which $100,000 will be used for testing and treatments through contracts or subawards, and $53,940.61 to be subawarded to the Kenai Peninsula Homeless Coalition to supplement their facility operations. Assemblymember Tyson Cox spoke in response to concerns some had regarding his amendments to the ordinance.
The whole reason for the amendments that we presented earlier today was not just the ideas that I presented. They could be anyone's ideas. We're not going to be the ones bringing forth the ideas. The administration will. This is just giving us some help in the decision-making process. To say that these amendments are changing something, they're not. If what the mayor wants to bring forward is something that the assembly wants, then that will happen. I think all it's doing is making the process work the way that it's supposed to. Because we're not in any kind of emergency, these kinds of funds should come through the assembly and be approved by the assembly for their use. These are not funds that we've already approved through the budget. These are new funds that have come to the borough. I'm not sure if there are any other times that we don't approve new funds that come to the borough. So the reason that I put this forward is because we should have that right as the assembly members to at least say, okay, yeah, we like the idea. This is where these funds should go, because we're the ones that are responsible to the public. And as being responsible to the public, I'm responsible to those in my district and the entirety of the borough.
The ordinance unanimously passed as amended. An underwater volcanic eruption in the South Pacific triggered tsunami alerts for the United States. Two eruptions were recorded by Tonga Geological Services from the Hunga underwater volcano within the 170 islands that form the Kingdom of Tonga. The resulting eruption triggered tsunami advisory alerts for the entire U.S. West Coast around 4 a.m. Saturday morning. The affected states included Alaska, Hawaii, Oregon, British Columbia, and Canada, as well as California. And across the Kenai Peninsula, the areas that could have been at risk under the advisory were the communities of Resurrection and Ketchmack Bays, as the advisory was for harbors and beaches as wave action could increase or become dangerous. And according to the National Weather Service in Anchorage, King Cove saw a nearly 3.5-foot wave increase, Sand Point saw 1.5, and Adex saw 1.5 feet wave height increase. And meanwhile, the volcanic eruption and tsunami has impacted many people here in the U.S.
Communications to and from Tonga have been impacted by the eruption and the tsunami, and that's created an anxious wait for people with relatives there, like Tiva Totofi of Hawaii.
I feel vulnerable, and to know that all communication was just all cut off.
He said it's scary because it happened in the middle of the night in Tonga, but he's putting his faith in God.
Whatever it is, you know, he... not going to give us anything that we couldn't handle.
Government estimates show there are more than 60,000 people of Tongan descent living in the U.S. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Friday's volcanic eruption was reportedly the largest undersea volcanic eruption in at least 30 years.
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.